Donovan. Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show. How Conference 2011. Stay here. Don't move anywhere.
We got someone here that we're going to talk to.
I'm going to let you dig this out right quick, but it is the last full day of the How Conference. Many things were seen, not by us, because we were doing interviews all day.
We have still not found out what is on this Von Glitchka sheet that we were going to research. Has gone in silent mode over it. I think there's a conspiracy.
I have no idea what you're talking about at all, man.
You do not remember what happened just days ago.
Vaughn, did we even talk to Vaughn? Did you talk to Vaughn without me?
I have talked to Vaughn a few times.
You've talked to Vaughn a hell of a lot more than I have at this conference, but you know that's because of scheduling and whatnot. Donovan, I'm going to hand you over this microphone and let you get to it.
Linda here. How many HOW conferences is this that you've been to now?
This is my third.
And is this your third in a row, or have you missed a few? Because I don't remember running into you before.
Missed a few, and I've gone to two CFCs in addition to the three HOW.
How does this one so far compare to the other ones that you've been to? You can be honest.
I like that the die line was included. That was so far my favorite part.
So the die line was your favorite part of this conference?
Mm-hmm. The combination element of this conference versus where it was separate before.
What was your favorite speaker that you've seen now that all the speakers, but basically the wrap-ups have been done? What was the one thing that you're going to take with you the most?
It's a tie between Michael Osborne.
He was fantastic. We did see him, and we interviewed him. He'll be on the show here in a couple months.
And I love Armin.
Oh, you saw Armin Witt's presentation. What did he talk on?
I saw the one prior about the creative obsessions.
What are Armin's obsessions?
Oh, there's numerous obsessions. Essentially, it's all encapsulated in design, and then various tangents he goes off on, like, oh, what was the one about? It's like a spin on Netflix. Dyslexflix, I believe is what it was called. And he puts up a website for various things that, generally speaking, either stay up for a day or longer than a day, depending on his mood.
He does own quite a number of websites. I mean, it seems like he launches a site every 1 or 2 months.
One might call it a network, Donovan. I'm not sure.
Consideration Empire, I believe, is the
ecosystem, if you will.
Oh, yeah, FPO is just part of – that's just another one of them.
The overarching name is Under Consideration, but then he does various other things. But Under Consideration, it's got Brand New, FPO, Design Encyclopedia.
God, I forgot about that one.
It started with Speak Up.
Yeah, I mean, Armin's got just a full empire of stuff.
Going for it again, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going for this again. We've been having a little more sound issues here than usual. Maybe it's Chicago. You know, the whole internet situation in this conference center is not the best.
We had our whole recording setup stolen from our room on day one.
But it was returned later on day one. They cleaned the room out and reset it up, and then everything went missing. It's been quite entertaining.
Most of it was eventually tracked down. All right, Donovan.
Okay. Also, Kevin McConkie's in a tie.
Whoa. We don't give props to McConkie on this show. He knows what he did.
He brought music. He brought live music.
I think it was only because he was speaking
to it, but that's not the...
I think he brought live music because I think he was speaking right next door to Justin Ahrens, and he most likely, knowing that guy, he was just trying to disrupt him. Justin was probably talking about like soul searching, helping kids in Africa, and he was over there throwing a raver. I love it.
They went back and forth. We had to applaud on cue to disrupt Justin's, and then Justin gave sound through the wall back to us. It was quite entertaining.
Oh, I love it. Well, either way, those guys are both great. Linda, it's been a pleasure having you on. It's lindacassidy.net. It'll be up in a little bit. We've got a link at 36point.com to it.
Thank you very much.
All right, and we will see you at this party here that's kicking off soon.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So big thanks to Linda. So Donovan, what did you you and I had a busy day,
actually,
but what
while,
did
while we were recording oh God. That, while we were recording that, it looks like Jamie from Nina Paper has dropped off a character costume kit for me. It's on like a lavender sheet.
I'm going with Stone Cold Pink, Donovan. Accept it.
It's got some hair that looks like I can use as eyebrows, mustache, beard, or sideburns.
Shitty, douchey soul patch, it looks like.
Or maybe I can put it as racing stripes in lieu of the hair on the top of my head, maybe.
Oh, God, don't. I forbid you from taking that dive. So, hey, buddy.
Yes.
You and I split up several times today. We reconvened for the magic of doing the show. But what did you get a chance to take a look at today?
You know, other than the actual interviews we did, which will be airing in the next few months at 36point.com, which basically made me miss most of today's events.
Right, me too.
I was able to catch Jessica Hisch's speech, and man, that girl's got some talent.
Yeah, well, hey, and we talked to her too, so that show's going up in a couple weeks.
And she's actually an entertaining speaker as well. So student groups, if you can't get MIG booked, book Jessica.
Oh, man, let's see. Jeez. So if you need a second choice, hire one of the most talented, like, super young designers in the country to come out and talk. Yeah, she was great when we talked to her. That was a really, really fun, very kind of invigorating interview that we did with her. I got a lot out of that. And then I totally ditched out on her presentation to go see the Wonder Factory presentation about how to make addictive apps. I'll tell you what, there was some good information in there, Donovan. A little dry, not going to lie.
Sometimes information is worth the dryness.
Kind of. Well, there were, like I said.
I said sometimes. I'm not talking about your event. I have no knowledge of it other than what you just said.
I can tell you. It was pretty cool. It was all behind the scenes. It was very actionable information. And it went into some of the tools of kind of how to build quick and dirty apps or how to use like an InDesign as a way to comp that out, or even how to use Keynote to tween out and comp out app demonstrations for your clients. And that was all pretty cool. And then it kind of became the story of the workflow of Wonder Factory. And I don't know, that for me, I mean, every company kind of has their own workflow, and it just kind of became a map of how they do their projects
well,
there.
Well, they have their workflow if they want to make more money. I mean, we all kind of have our own thing, but if you have a patented workflow that you use, you seem
not,
to make
no, it's
more
not one
cash.
Of those bullshit.
Oh, it's
like
not
Mark,
one of those?
It's not one of those, oh, our workflow, we've called Superflow, and this is how we do great. No, it's just like, yo, this is how we do it.
Oh, I got you. When you start talking like that, I'm like, do I care?
Oh,
or?
Yeah. Yeah, no, not like that. They just kind of spelled it out, but that was kind of more about, like, how to run an agency 101, how to map out a project, and much less about the app. And kind of what I went there looking for, it was all in the title, was how to create addictive apps. And we never really got to the addictive part. We got to the quality part, definitely. We got into the nuts and bolts of it. But, you know, what makes people respond to those things? What makes people addicted to a great app? We never really dug into that. And I think that's what a lot of people went there for, from the people that I talked to. That never really came up, but, you know, it's out there. You know, we've all got a bit more information now, so maybe we can go out and, you know, figure it out on our own, which I think is, you know, how conference. I'm trying to think, Donovan, if I actually saw anything else today. That might have been the only thing I actually made it to.
You know, we did have the heavy interview schedule today.
We
recorded seven of these shows. I came back, and we were out and about with Tom. And I told him, I was like, you gotta find out about this guy, dude. If you don't know about James, you gotta go after that.
If you don't know, you oughta.
So he woke up early, went to James's session, said the guy just gave an incredible session. He's been telling me about it all day, mm-hmm. and he does work that's just so makes you want to be a designer again.
Makes you want to grow a freaking dope pirate stash, which I have previously in my life engaged in.
Yours was not
necessarily
nowhere
a near
pirate
the,
stash. You had what yeah. might be.
I had a Weasley no man stash. It was weak. It was weak in the power of James Victoria's stash.
I think you need to try it again. I think it gives you the energy to say, you know, I'm going to grow that one more time and see if I can man it up.
People who do thrive. I'll tell you what. I think he might. He's certainly in the running, top tier for best stash in graphic design. I'll give him that.
And when it comes to overall hair, he put Stanley Hainsworth in a running just on stash alone.
Running. Just on stash. Maybe. So anyway, so that's, and I caught 5 minutes of this here, 10 minutes of that there, popping in and out of things. But, yo, that was kind of it. Like, I don't have much for a recap today because I only saw the one thing.
Well, let's go talk to someone at Nina and see what's going on with this party that's kicking off
go,
here in about
you go
10
over
minutes.
There and grab Jamie and we'll do that.
Did you see the sideburns I brought over
for you? We've been talking about the sideburns. Am I supposed to wear them as sideburns? I can grow sideburns, but I can't grow eyebrows like that. Maybe I should man those up.
It says right here, mustache, beard,
Sideburns, eyebrows.
Which would you prefer?
Can I put them on you now while we're on the air?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You can put me on. You can put them on. We'll get a photo up here. You'll see
a photo
here soon.
I'm getting video of this.
So what is this part? Now, this is like old style Chicago gangster party.
That's what it seems
is the
like.
Theme.
I don't think so. I think it's a night of Chicago blues.
And there's
going
to be a
band eyebrows.
In there. What's going on?
Yeah, there's band, food, drinks, drink tickets. Come find me. I have drink tickets.
Well, this will be like a day old. So these drink tickets, once they find you, are basically worthless. But it
was yesterday,
awesome.
find
awesome.
Jamie.
You'll be glad that you actually.
Yeah, there will
them.
Be none for you. I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I was thinking, you know, people might actually hear me now, but no, clearly not. It's not
no,
it's not. It's not Verizon. I don't know. I cannot get them going here.
These are not. These do not.
I work with paper, so you know, any kind of.
Oh, Donovan's got.
Oh, I pulled the whole adhesive off.
What the?
What is happening?
It looks
here?
Like these are defective eyebrows.
This actually seemed like it was going to be a good gag,
yeah.
And it's not. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Does anyone have any spray adhesive? I can just permanently. Maybe I can just hold
glue.
It from my mouth.
Oh my gosh!
Hold it like that.
Oh, that actually almost works.
I actually cannot wait to see you take your first drink like that.
I think I'm going to wear this here. It's going to hurt the rest of the show recording. I hope we're wrapping up soon. Because
you're seriously grossing me out. You don't know where that's been.
So tell me how the conference has been for you guys. What's happening?
We've already done that. We've already done that recap.
Oh,
I think we're going to have to do the soul patch because we only have one of them.
Oh, I can make it work.
We can make this.
Donovan, that actually looks very Donovan-ish.
All right.
Oh, we're not doing eyebrows?
So I am getting ready. I'm getting ready for this event. I'm rocking the fedora. I'm rocking the what they're calling a beard on this package.
I'm looking mighty fine, I might say.
Fine.
Wow, that is an improvement, actually.
All right, what did you catch today?
What did I catch today?
Or is being a sponsor, you guys even show up to anything?
No, I actually I saw Kevin McConkie talking about his package, and I saw Justin Aarons telling us how to be better people. And it was a bummer that they were on at the same time, so I had a split time.
There was a lot of competition for the great, there's a lot of great sessions going on. But I saw a couple tweets out there that, you know, people were like, yo, why would you put, like, these two megawatt ones, like, right next to each other?
Well,
and I also heard
anything Justin Aarons do.
I also was told
so enlarged
by someone whose opinion I trust that maybe Justin could have filled a full-blown keynote with his amazing Africa
really
talk.
Good. It was really well done. They were both actually really well done. Hearing gospel music on a Sunday morning to get me going by an American Idol star, I guess, and Kevin McConkie's wife is worldwide famous and is
holy shit.
It was awesome. Yeah, that was really cool. But you know, it was also Kevin's birthday. So I did catch up with him later, and one of the things he did intimate was that it would have been fun to collaborate with Jay on that. So that would have been a really cool presentation, I think, to Chicago superstars.
To share his package with Justin.
Justin, I didn't say that.
So last thing, because you guys are throwing the Chicago Blues party tonight.
Right.
Tell us about Nina's involvement at how. What are you guys doing here? Why does it matter?
Oh,
sell it. Sell it.
Of course, you know, out there in Twitter world and social media world, we're loving you guys, all the designers, all the print lovers, all the paper lovers. And I think if you went by the Nina booth at all, which I guess you did because we had like 3,000 bags and we came back with nothing. We had nothing to pack up.
Nice.
And then our surprise swag today with Stefan Muma and Vonster signing letterpress posters for us for celebrating the launch of his book. Absolutely
those are
amazing.
By Hammer Press, right below Stefan's studio.
Yeah, it was a perfect match for us, and we're going to try to do more things like that in the future because we saw just it was wonderful reaction to that. Very exciting to get an author to sign your book. So, anyway, just going forward, I mean, of course, we want to support the design community because you guys support us, and that's why we're here and just have a good time and want to be a part of it. Always.
Yeah, looking forward to this party every year. Last year, white party in Denver was nuts. To which I wore basically the only white. Like I did not.
Wally World T-shirt. I went top notch.
I have pictures of you on the Nina Paper blog out there, so everybody can go and see what a dork Nate looked like last year.
Last year I looked terrible. This year I look goddamn
I know we gotta get
fabulous.
I was gonna say, Nate, spiffed up. Put a picture of yourself out there because people won't believe it.
I'm doing it. Oh, right, Jamie.
We will catch you guys tomorrow for the final recap.
Show. Talk to you guys later. See you soon.